The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
Changes.
Alrighty. I'm actually going to be talking a little bit about, since I've been into these co-op games lately, and I talked about Pandemic last time, I'm going to talk a bit about Space Hulk Death Angel, the card game from Fantasy Flight Games. This game is $25. You can get it from your local game store, any of that stuff. It's part of their Silver line, so it's one of those smaller boxes. Now, speaking as a guy who never really played the original Space Hulk as a board game, I did play it on the computer when it came out, and it was the first person perspective one, and it was incredibly difficult, and I died a lot. I have played the board game since, and it is incredibly difficult, and I died a lot. And now this game is the 1-6 player. Card game, cooperative card game, and I've played it a lot, and I've played it, and I've died a lot. What sort of gets me about this, first of all, I want to say it's a good game. I really enjoy it. I've picked up some of the print-on-demand expansions that they have for it, which adds some new squads and stuff like that. I really like the cooperative aspect of the game. It is an incredibly difficult game. As is really given out by Fantasy Flight, it just that's what they do. What is fun about this game is when you're basically just trying to get to the end of the map, and each time you play the game, it's pretty much a new map type, because you're laying out cards to actually build the ship as you go, and then that how the ship is set up sort of depends on how many players you're playing with. You're going to have a squad with two Space Marines in it, and then you have multiple squads, basically multiple personnel in the squad, and you control your two Space Marines, or sometimes you control your four Space Marines if you're playing with extras. It's one of those games that I think, reading the instruction booklet, it sounds incredibly difficult to play, but actually when you sit down to play it, it actually starts to make a lot of sense.
That was actually one of our complaints. Because we tried to play it, it was the instruction booklet.
Yeah, the instruction booklet is not done well.
No, not at all.
It is 32 pages, and it's a little tiny book.
For a tiny card game, that's way too many pages.
It's confusing.
And it is one of those things that literally the best thing you can do is read it, but you're not going to get a lot out of reading it. But I would look through it, pull out the quick reference thing, and just basically start playing through the game. And that's the easiest and best way to learn how to play the game. What I really like about it is it's another one of those co-op games. It's a game you can sit around with up to six of your friends and have some fun with, you know. It's an incredibly difficult game, though, which goes back to the board game and everything.
I have never won
Death Angel. We've won it once, and it is really... A lot of times it's luck of the draw. It sort of depends on the cards you get. It depends on the how many enemies get there and the dice you're rolling. So, I mean, it adds, I think, a level of randomness to it that I think keeps me coming back to it. It is one of those that I think it's sort of an acquired taste, and a lot of people, there are some people I know that aren't huge fans of it, so they won't play with us. What I like about this game, however... is not only is this co-op the co-op attitude that you have and the co-opness is that it's 1-6 players. When the board game was re-released by Games Workshop, it was $100, and it was $100, and it's a two-player game. And I'm sorry, I'm not spending $100 on a two-player game.
Nope.
If it's $100, that sucker better be able to take more than two people. It better be able to take six or eight, for crying out loud. I'm not spending $100 on a game that only can take two people. Then out with Fantasy Flight comes out with this card game version of Space Hulk that's $25 and is 1-6 players. And I think that's just a no-brainer. You can sit around. I would rather not sit around and just have one person playing this game with me, but having a good five people playing this game with me. The board game is pretty. It's gorgeous. It has, you know, like all those miniatures, and you know, you build the ship and all that. It's very cool. But to me, it's just a no contest thing. Death Angel, I think, is just a knockout of the park for Fantasy Flight games. And I bought it instead of the board game, and I stand by the $25 I spent was well worth it. What I think is, what I want to warn people about with this game, though, is you can get a bit discouraged, depending on who you're playing with. it is a game you really do have to work together. You have to plan out. You have to sit there and sort of plan out and really work like a work in a squad. You know, I mean, you're literally counting on everyone else playing the game so you can stay alive. Because if you just go off guns blazing, you're gonna die, and expect to lose a lot. I mean, that I think that's a common thread I'm finding with a lot of these co-op games is expect to lose a lot. But as long as you keep coming back to it, and I think this game is just really the perfect size. It's about a little bit bigger than a paperback book. It's the perfect size for carrying around. And I mean, heck, if I felt like it, I could actually sit down and play a one player game of this during my lunch hour at work, you know? I don't think there are enough games like that. And you know, this is one of those things where, yeah, you can have a one player game. Which I think, you know, can get kind of strange at times, but this one actually manages to pull it off.
So. Well, it's solitaire. It's a solitaire version of the game. It's Warhammer 40K the solitaire.
Yeah, because you're playing against the game. I mean, and the game has its own, it does its own thing. So.
Well, I mean, hypothetically, you can. I mean, in that respect, you can play stuff
like Sentinels.
Single player.
As a single player. That would get a bit crazy, though, because you'd be... Yeah. But anyway, sort of in my line of co-op games, Space Hulk Death Angel, very cool. Highly recommend it. I know Noah has said he has never won a game.
I'm willing to try again. That doesn't mean I won't play it again. It is a hard game.
Do not get me wrong. It is tough.
I would actually like to play a full game. Because we tried to play one with you. I tried to play one with Nick, but what happened is the stinking rule book.
Yeah. And I've played through it enough times that just give me the quick reference and we'll walk through the game. I mean, it's
I've played it twice, and I played it with Chris once, and then the other time I played it with some people at CantCon. Both times we lost horribly.
No.
You really do have to work as a squad, because the instant you try to go off and do something by yourself without taking into consideration the people around you, bad things happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's very, very easy to have half your squad wiped out in one turn without even realizing.
If the die is against you, yes. Yeah. If the special D6, it's Fantasy Flight, of course they have special dice, isn't with you, you die in horrible ways.
And
pretty much, there you go.
For some people, it works great. Other people, it hates with a passion.
But I think it has some great mechanics in it that allow you, because you can use those support tokens to re-roll. And it's just, if you're smart about it, and it just gets in that, you're playing in a game where you're a squad of Space Marines, and you really need to work as a squad to win the game. I think that makes it a very cool game. So that it gets my recommendation. I like it.
Cool.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.